Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so excited for you to be here. I'm really excited. This is going to be the Eclipse Ancestral Healing Portal. Now, this is going to be an extremely powerful time. So it is recommended that you have a quiet space. And also, this same link is also going to bring you back after for the replay. So if for whatever reason you have to pause or jump out, you are able to come back to this link and it's going to be on the replay after. So same link. I'm excited to share with you with some guests as well. They're going to come on here in a few minutes and they're going to share their experience with you about what an ancestral healing did for them. Now, let me introduce myself. My name is Mandy. Hi, Melissa. My name is Mandy, and I am an ancestral connector. Now, what the heck is that? Because I had no idea what an ancestral connector was until my guides, my spirit team, basically led me and said, hey, this is your purpose here on Earth, is to be an ancestral connector. I am here to help facilitate a pure space, a space for the vibration of your ancestors to meet you face to face. Now, your ancestors is my favorite. This is my specialty. This is what I work in. I bring your ancestors face to face. These are the ancestors before pain. Most of the time, these are the ancestors that are carrying wisdom, power. These are shamans, medicine men, medicine women, leaders, elders, guides. These are extremely powerful spirits that are now with you, around you. They're in your blood. They're in your DNA. There's no escaping them. So a lot of times we want to work with a lot of different things, such as, like, you know, there's a lot of other entities that we can work with that are very, they help you in this earth and in this realm. But the number one potency, in my opinion, is the ancestors. The ancestors would be considered God. That's how high up they are. You're one day going to become an ancestor. You are going to be an ancestor one day for those that come after you if you choose to. And so the ancestors are on the level of God, if you to use that word, okay? Your ancestors, they started it all. They are the only reason why you are here today. And as you can tell, I get very passionate. I get so passionate about the ancestors because the ancestral team makes you who you are. Like, your body was created from them. And I know in, like, religious circles, they say God created you. Let me tell you something, why I consider the ancestors on the level of God, okay? If there's such a level, because they created you. Your body is shaped and formed from your very ancestors. Your ancestors do not want to be forgotten. Your body, your blood, your DNA, your skin, they were created and formed and crafted from the ancestors before you. Now, we can all have ancestors that messed up, right? They have their horror stories, but then there are those ancestors that have been through genocides, through murder, through abuse and violations, and those stories carry on inside of your body. You cannot escape it. And even if you are somebody who says, well, my life is perfect, I've never experienced any kind of abuse, my life is great. Well, that's wonderful, but your ancestors probably experienced extreme, extreme trauma, and this carries on into your body. And so today I want to talk about the ancestral healings, and I want to bring in, I got two guests that are going to share their personal experience. And I believe both of these guests did not ever experience an ancestral healing before. They didn't even know what it was, and they were drawn to me. Hi, Ashley. Ashley says she was able to hop on. She might not have to leave, but feel free to discuss anything you would like to in regards to what I shared with you. Thank you so much, Ashley. Ashley is here today, and she is also someone that is experiencing a ancestral healing with me and has also been in my mentorship program. And I am super proud of her. And so I wanted her to share a little bit of her story, but she wasn't able to, but I can share some of her experience, and she's given me that permission. So let me bring in these guests. Hi, Lane. Hi, Noor.
Hi, Mandy.
You can hear me. Let me make sure my mic is on good. And I want you guys to
with the ancestral healing. And let's start with you, Lane. Anything that you would like to share about ancestral healing? Because here I was just doing an intro before I brought y'all on, and I was just so excited to share that I believe, if I'm correct, that you guys, have you ever experienced an ancestral healing before you connected with me?
No, never. Never. It was a very, very new experience on many levels. And of course, you know the story, you know, with the, you know, for me, it was a very wow moment, learning my cross lineage. I never would have guessed that I had Native American lineage down my line. That's when you go on to ancestry.com with my blood work, that doesn't come up, to say the least. So that was, that was very eye-opening. But I will say it linked up several things for me, you know, from my past of having that Native American lineage in me, and made put a lot of clarity in with a lot of things in my life. Literally, I know as you were guiding me through it, I mean, I was literally dressed in Native American, you know, with the leather vest and everything that we, you know, come to know from way back in the 1800s and back in that time, the beads, everything else, the long hair. I was there. I saw myself dressed that way and talking to others that way. It was very eye-opening, very surreal. Since then, I have felt more focused. It's like something's been lifted off my shoulder that I never really knew that was there. I've been able to have more focus. Things make more sense, past, present, and even future going forward. I can just pick out things a little more with clarity. And I feel like a lighter, like a load has been lifted off with that healing. And I do feel more to come. Stronger connection with my current spirit guide, who's ancestral. And as you know, that crossed over into my white lineage now, healing my Native American lineage. That was a big deal.
It was extremely really powerful.
Very powerful. it's hard to put it. It's hard to put into words. It really, you know, it really is. I mean, you know, I'm still wrapping my head around it, you know, that having that Native American lineage, you know, and it made a lot of sense. I mean, it made it all the way back to my high school days. My high school sweetheart was Native American, you know, and going back, and I look back at all my past life and connection with that lineage, and I'm like, wow, it was actually there in many ways that I never, you know, just never paid attention to before, you know, and now a lot of it makes sense. And going through and healing that burden, you know, that we all know that they went through back in those days, was huge. I could feel it was definitely a weight off my shoulders that I didn't even realize I had.
Yeah. And that's exactly what ancestral healing does too. It brings up, if there is past life trauma, it's going to bring that up. And with you, it's like, how do I tell this white man that he used to be a Native American in his past life? And I've had, you know, other amazing stories with people, and I've had to tell them like who they were in a past life. And with you, it was like, are you like, I'm having this communication with my guys and with your guys, and I'm like, are you sure? Is this correct? Like, am I being honest? But it was, and then it confirmed and validated at the heart, our entire ancestral healing session at the end. I mean, we seen who you were. We seen him, how he was dressed. He came forward and he literally channeled a message to you in his language. I mean, it was so freaking surreal.
It was. Yeah, it was very surreal. Powerful, surreal. I mean, I don't know if you can come up with enough adjectives for it. It was, yeah. Like I said, it's still mind blowing. I still think about it. I bring it back in when I meditate, I try to meditate every day. And when I bring it back in, it comes in even more powerful each time you meditate and making a stronger connection, you know, with all the way up to my ancestral spirit guide that I have now.
Yes, I'm so glad you were here to share that. And we can just talk for another hour just about your experience alone. But I want to get in with Noor here because I would love for her to share anything that she would want to share about her session, healing, anything.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Lane. Am I loud enough? I'm not using my mic. So, okay, perfect. I remember one of the first things you said was, I have this long hair and I'm affiliated with a dragon. And I wasn't surprised because I'm always so attracted to dragons. And to me, like, that was a confirmation. And before working with you, before having that session with you, I was kind of resisting to connect with my ancestors because I'm like, this doesn't make sense because I'm here right now. My ancestors are all gone. Like, why would I want to connect? But after going deeper with you, I started to feel like an energetic and emotional shift where after that I could tap more into receiving my abundance and wealth and also having more compassion for myself, especially when you said that I was grieving a lot from my previous life. I forget the timeline, but yeah, I remember you mentioned that and that started to open up a lot of things and started to shift things in my life.
Yes, and there's a time I really feel like when people are really attracted to it and drawn to it. And I really feel like those are the times where your own personal ancestors are literally guiding you. And I've had my DMs full of people who are like, I just know this is what I need to do. And even though they may not do it right then, right there, but like they continue to have this. And it's like, I promise you it's not me. I'm just the facilitator. And like I said on my intro before I brought you guys in, I basically was saying like, you know, my guides literally were like, okay, this is your purpose. You're meant to be here to guide, you know, humans to connect with the ancestral lineage and to heal this and these stories that are inside of our bodies. And their thoughts here with Ashley, she wasn't able to share her story, but she basically dealt with a lot of anxiety and depression, the thoughts of like not feeling worthy or, and she was like, after the session, after I really had this healing, like those thoughts were gone. And this is her, like, you know, I have her review on my Facebook and Instagram, but her words were literally like, I don't deal with these on a day, like every single day basis. Like I was used to, this was a norm. It was normal for me to have this depression and these thoughts. And now they're like, just not there. Like, it's not something that's consistently showing up for me. And this is an extreme example of you carry the stories of your ancestors. And sometimes we try to like pinpoint, like, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I dealing with this? I thought I already healed this, or I already worked on this, or I already, you know, whatever. And it's like, some things are just too big for us. Some things are, you're not meant to heal alone. You're not meant to do alone. This is when your ancestors come forward and they literally begin to grab onto these stories that they have passed on to you. And it's not because they wanted to haunt you or hurt you. It's just, that's just the way it works. I mean, I don't have a deep explanation on why, but I know that our DNA and our blood carries this. And this is the reason why, like with Lane, your past life Native American self came forward. Like, how can that happen? You know, people are like, how can this be? And it's like, and also with Noor, I know she had a past life healing happen as well. And it's like, but how? Like, how can this happen? Well, your blood and your DNA literally carries the codes and the stories of every life you've ever lived. And depending on how traumatic and how much you're carrying now in the present, especially if this is a lifetime where you are meant to literally embody your full potential and power, and you are meant to break the cycles and patterns and stories of your ancestors and the past lives, then you are going to be the one that is going to say, okay, I got to clear this shit. Like, I don't have a choice. Like, it's me. Like, my ancestors prayed for me, cried for me in their ceremonies, in their rituals, in their culture. They knew that one day someone would arise and be the ancestor that would heal it all, would begin to break the stories apart and be, you know, and as I'm saying this, I have chills all over my body. It's like the ancestors are like jumping up and down saying, yes, like this is what an ancestral connector does. Like the ancestors are literally just speak through me and they're just like, yes, like they'll listen to you because, you know, the ancestors are invisible to some people and it's like, they can't see us or they can't hear us and we're trying to get their attention and they'll get your attention by like different forms. I'm sure you guys have a ways that your ancestors have got your attention, angel numbers, synchronicities, you know, something you read, a song, but your ancestors are literally trying to communicate with you every day. And I just wanted you guys to share a little bit of your story. Do you have anything else to share?
Just wanted to touch because Nora brought up, you know, a good point because I feel like it's kind of subtle when, because like I said, the trauma that they have, you know, our ancestors had, and what the burdens they have, it's, and how it affects us, you know, in this life here, it's kind of different, you know, it's subtle because when that gets healed, the things that improve on your life here are kind of different than what they went through. I don't know if I'm making sense here, but it's just kind of, subtle. Like I said, it just, I got more focused, felt less burden. You know, and sometimes it's just smaller things. You know, you're just in a better mood or, you know, things like that. And that translates back to, you know, our ancestors. You know, they went through, you know, whatever heavy traumas and burdens they went through. I felt just it translates different into our life now. So you can't put the two together. You never know. So to heal that, so for people out there listening, you know, to heal anything that, to heal your ancestors back there, you know, you talked about if someone who feels perfect in their life now, but you don't know what it's healing. It could be something internal or physical that you don't even know what's going on. And, cause it translates differently to us now. So I'm not sure if I made sense there, but there's subtle differences, I feel.
I like that. I like that because it's like whatever their trauma or their story was then, right? There's a bazillion examples. Let's say you have an ancestor, because I've had this come up with a client, and this ancestor from hundreds of years ago had to deal with like abuse from a partner, right? From a husband. And back then, you didn't really have a choice. Like you didn't really have nowhere to go. You didn't really have a lot of resources. There wasn't a lot of help for you. You basically had to suck it up and deal with it, or things could get a lot worse. And so if you begin to heal that in your story, in your body, the story in your body, then this is going to translate with like you being able to have just like the strength in today. You may even go on to use this as, you know, being a speaker in domestic violence shelters or like you know, like you can translate that into a whole different aspect and arena in today's present age, because in today we have so much more resources, we have so much more help for, you know, abuse and domestic violence and stuff like that your ancestors probably didn't have anything. They suffered in silence, and for whatever violation or torment that they had to suffer in silence, you are the voice that gets to speak up for them. You get to be the voice to say, I'm not gonna deal with this. And here's the thing, because I've gone through this. Sometimes we will go through experiences and scenarios that we literally go through just to heal what our ancestors wish they could have done. I don't know if that makes sense. So like, for example, I remember being in a relationship where I just felt like trapped in and I just remember hearing my ancestors, the female lineage in my ancestors tell me, you're doing this for us. And I was like, what? And when I chose to walk away from this relationship, I almost could see my female lineage ancestors that was their story of having to stay trapped in relationships that they had no other choice. they literally celebrated. They literally were like jumping up, like in joy, like ceremony, like bowing down to me, like reverence, right? Like saying, you did what we could have never done. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting cold chills, but they're literally, you are going to do things that your ancestors could have only dreamed about. They could have only dreamed that they would have, so they get to live through you. So just like their stories of trauma and pain and suffering live through us, you now get, they get to live through us with like the joy and the pleasures of life. So the more you enjoy life, the more freedom you're walking in, the more excitement that you do. Thank you, Nora, so much for sharing your story. I'm so thankful for you and grateful.
Thank you, Mandy. Bye, Lynn.
Bye, Nora.
And so the more that you are able to do, like walk in your embodiment of who you are in this present time and in your purpose, your ancestors are walking with you. Like your ancestors are literally there. So it's like, they better help you. I say this and people laugh because I'm like, what you go through, like your ancestors better help you, because some of the shit you go through is their stories. Like you're literally clearing their story. So they better help you.
I agree. That's huge. That's very huge.
So I'm just really thankful, Lane, for you sharing your story. And I know that I remember, I think I said like, oh my God, this is like one of my favorites, because I love working with Native American ancestry. That's just, I just love that, you know? And so to see that your Native American past life came forward, and it was almost like he had to say goodbye. He had to basically release himself from your body. And when he was able to do that, your ancestors presently of this lineage was able to come forward and now, you know, grasp onto you and say, okay, now I'm going to be here for your support. Now we're going to be here to help you fulfill your purpose and stand on your purpose. And I think that's just so magical.
Yes, it is. I can, I feel him now when I meditate, where I didn't before.
Wow, that is so powerful.
Yes, it is very much. Yeah. It's a whole different energy than what I used to, when I meditate before. I can feel him there. It's just I can feel his presence. It's a different energy.
And that's exactly why an ancestral healing is so powerful. Like you need your ancestors. Like it's a must, especially if you're a healer and a light worker. So if you're a healer or a light worker and you're watching this, this is a must. Like, and I know like Lane, I think you are a Reiki master.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's just wonderful, because if you are a healer or a light worker, like this definitely is needed. Like, some of the things that can be controversial is like some people really work with like a lot of entities and goddesses, and there's so many magical, like you can work with, and all of that is helpful and it's needed and it has its purpose. But if you have no connection with your ancestors, who are you learning from? Like, this is the part where like, it's like kind of more straightforward. Who are you learning from? If you are taking all this information, which is great, but if you're forgetting your ancestors, like that Chinese proverb says, you know, if you forget your ancestors, it's like a stream. Like there's no beginning to that stream. There's no root to your tree. Like your ancestors are needed. It's a must. And so connecting with your ancestors is, for me, I feel like it's not an option, especially if you're in this lifetime and you're meant to be like the cycle breaker and the healer of your lineage and of your generations of suffering and pain, and you're ready to end that pain. Like you're ready to say, it stops with me. It ends here. And if you believe that that's you, then your ancestors are an absolutely, like they're a must. Like you have to connect with them. Like, and when you do, you will, the aftermath, like Ashley told me, the aftermath is even better. Like the session was great, but the aftermath is just way better, because there's just so much more fulfilling potential and purpose that you're able to embody and walk. And you're able to have this focus and clarity of like, I know where I'm going. I know where I want to go. And even if you don't know where you're going, you have your ancestors there to like pop their heads in and like give you more signs and communicate with you. So Yeah, but I just want to thank you again, Lane, for being here and for sharing your story. I greatly appreciate that.
Well, thank you for having me, Mandy. Glad to do it.
Yeah. Awesome. And I also want to say congratulations to Lane because you did sign up for my intuitive 5-week video course. So I just want to say congratulations. Awesome. Yeah. So before we go a little bit further, I want to begin to talk about getting into the taste of an ancestral healing. So if you are here, then I really want to get into this moment where we're able to just take a deep breath, close your eyes, and I want you to begin to connect with your ancestors. I want you to begin to speak to your ancestors and let them know that you are ready to meet them. And this is going to be just a taste of an ancestral healing. And you can hear more about an ancestral healing at this link that's going to be below in the bio if you are able to click on it. And you are able to listen to the audio that I've created just for you to listen to an ancestral healing and to hear of what can happen in your own experience. So you can check that out later. And right now, I just want you to be, if you're still here, I want you to begin to close your eyes and just, you can take a deep breath and begin to really have your ancestors come forward. And we want to begin to let them know that we're ready to meet them. So you can begin to like whisper to yourself or in your mind, I want you to begin to say, I'm ready to meet you. I'm ready to connect with you. And using your intention, your authenticity, allowing them to come forward. And I want you to begin to, you may have never connected with your ancestors before, or maybe you already know who they are. If you know who they are, you can begin to call them by name. This can be spirit guides, angels, spirit team. But these ancestors that I'm specifically going to bring forward, they're going to be ancestors from hundreds and thousands of years ago. So if you don't know where you've come from, this is a lot of times people don't have no idea where they've come from. They've been adopted. They've been, you know, all kinds of other stories. This is a great time to begin to really feel in your body these ancestors that want to come forward. So I want you to begin to really just embody and be present in your body and begin to say, like, I'm ready to meet you. I don't know who you are, but I'm ready to connect with you. And just by you saying this, you're going to begin to feel a presence around you, if not already, because it's very heavy. These ancestors love to be called on and they love to be remembered. So just make sure your whole body is very comfortable. And again, if you have to leave or if you're not in a quiet space, just know that you can come back and watch the replay. And as you begin to unwind and feel your body relax, I want to call in some ancestors of those that are watching right now and those that may be watching later. So if you're watching the replay or if you're live right now, I'm going to begin to call in some ancestors. I'm going to begin to speak messages. And as I speak these messages, some of them are going to pertain to you. I am not going to say any names, but there's going to be perhaps like you're going to feel a very familiar touch, spirit. You're going to feel and you're going to know that it's you. If I say some names, they may be some these may be real names that come from your lineage. And some of them will speak messages to you that are very personal that you may, it's really cool how it works. So I'm just gonna begin to call them in and facilitate this space. Now, again, this is just a mini taste. In a session with me, it goes very, very deep, very, very personal, and your past lives come up. Right here, your past lives are not gonna come up. But I'm going to have messages from your ancestors. So I feel like there's somebody here as well that's been asking questions and they've been seeking guidance. There's a question that they have heavy on their mind and their heart. And you have an ancestor that's coming forward. And this is a woman. This is a woman who's coming forward. This is a spirit that has been around you for a very long time. She's been with you. I want to say since you were born. So this woman ancestor has been with you for many, 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 many years. She knows you by name. I don't know if this is her name, but there's sometimes they just like come up, so they're so excited. I have an ancestor named Helen. So there's an ancestor named Helen who's coming forward. You may know who this is. If not, that's okay. But this ancestor's coming forward. I don't know if it's the same ancestor of this woman here, but this ancestral woman is coming forward to say there is somebody that's connected with her, that she's been with you since birth, and you have questions. You have questions about your life right now, and you're wondering, you're asking, there's some questions that you're asking. You've secretly been contemplating moving. I don't know if this is moving to a different city, a different country. This ancestral woman wants you to know that, so beautiful, that this was something that she had always wanted to do and she was never able to do. She was never able to just jump ship and take off and experience life just on a whim, and don't know how it's going to happen, don't know how it's going to work. And you're going to do this. So this ancestral spirit is saying it's you. Yes, you're meant to do it. And you've been wondering and asking if you should. Is it going to work? Is it going to happen for me? What if, what if, what if? And you have a lot of doubts and fears. This ancestral spirit is saying, please do it. Because as you do it, you're doing it for me. And I'm going to get to travel with you. And I'm going with you. So you're not going to be alone. So this is an ancestral spirit that's a message for you. And again, I don't know if it's the same ancestor as Helen, because there is a Helen that's visiting as well. So somebody has a Helen ancestral spirit. And sometimes these can be recent too, but not typically. So that one was huge. Let me see if I have any more messages coming through. If perhaps you have a question, you can ask it to your ancestors out loud. If you're in a quiet space, you're able to ask this question out to your ancestors. Any questions that you may have to your ancestors, there's going to be a bee, a bumblebee. Somebody is going to notice a bumblebee within the next few days, and it could even be later on today or tomorrow, but there's going to be a bumblebee. When you notice this bumblebee, this is going to be connected to an ancestor of yours that has passed away. You were very close to them. And sometimes you wonder and ask yourself, like, I didn't have a good relationship with this person and I wish that I could have, and I feel really bad because I didn't get to say goodbye, or I didn't get to mend things before they took off, or, you know, transitioned, passed away. So you feel really bad and sad. You deal with a lot of like guilt or regret, and they're here to tell you, I don't know who this ancestor is, but they're here to tell you that they're going to come up in a bumblebee. They're going to show themselves as a bumblebee. And when they show, then when you see that bumblebee, they're telling you, and as I'm saying this, I'm getting chills. They're going to tell you that, whoo, I'm getting so many chills right now. That bumblebee is here to tell you it's okay. There is nothing you should be feeling bad about, because I actually didn't leave. I'm literally right next to you. I'm by you. I watch you sleep. I even kiss you goodnight on your forehead. Oh my gosh. So this is so cool. Okay. So, and I have people in the comments that are saying Helen is for me. OMG. The bumblebee is me. Somebody said, I saw a bumblebee on a nurse last night when I was a bumblebee pin on a nurse last night when I was in the ER. So they're like, that's me. That's me. That's so cool. I'm so glad to have confirmation. Yeah. There's somebody else here that, again, if you're watching live or on the replay, there's somebody here there's a lot going on in the heart chakra. There's a lot of healing going on in the heart chakra. Oh my gosh. Like, as I'm talking, my heart is like feeling very like pressed. So there's somebody here that their heart chakra is getting healed. Like, your heart is getting cleared and healed from like some pain, heartbreak, recent heartbreak and some pain. I have a male ancestor that's coming through. This male is a super tall man. He was really, really tall. I don't know if he liked to wear business suits, because he showed me wearing a business suit. So if somebody has an ancestor of this really tall man, he's wearing a business suit. I feel like he's back in like the 1800s. I could be wrong. 1700, but he's wearing a bit like really fancy cloth, like it's a thick cloth. It's like a brownish suit. Okay. He has some facial hair. He's really slender, very thin. He has a hat on. So there's an ancestor here. He's just here with you. He just wants you to know that he's here with you. If this isn't he, of course, you may not know him since he's like from the 1800s, but he wants you to know that there is a strength that he carried and he's passing it on to you. And he also has a lot of business. Like he has a lot of wisdom in business. And he's basically saying like, you got that from me. Like you have a lot of wisdom from like business. You know how to like, I don't know if it's like a salesperson or I don't know who you are, but you like, you do something very good in business. And this ancestor is saying like, you got that from me. Like, and he's like, like he's kind of laughing, like he's saying like, yeah, like they got that from me. So he literally is saying that. And so he's like really proud of you. And he's really happy that you received that from him. And then there's somebody else that's saying, and again, this could be the same people, but there's somebody else that's saying, my ancestors were trash. They did a lot of hurtful things. I know what they did. I don't want any part of them. So there's somebody that has thought that or has said that, or you're going to say that. And for you, the message is not all of them. Not all of them. There are ancestors in your blood that you carry that literally prayed for love. Like they wanted love. They cried out for love. And there's a little boy. He's about 7 years old. He's coming forward. He's an ancestor. He transitioned when he was about 7 or 8 years old. So he didn't have a long life, but he's near one of you guys and he is so sweet and he's coming forward. He doesn't really have a message, but he's coming forward. The message is not all of them, not all of them, not every ancestor was violent or not every ancestor was, you know, bad or whatever label you want to put on them. There's these ancestors that are like popping their heads up. There's like so many ancestors here. And like, there's like a few ancestors that are kind of short and they're like kind of jumping over the tall ones, like trying to get their head up. And they're like, not all of us, not all of us. Like, don't forget me. You don't forget me. And there's ancestors of yours that are literally begging, please come. Like, can you please meet me? Can you please meet me? Like, I have so much wisdom to give you. I have so much knowledge to give you, but I need you to meet me. I need you to find me. Okay. So that's the message. These are like, they're so cute. They're like jump. I don't know that those two that were saying that were males. They were men. They were literally jumping forward, saying, don't forget me. Don't forget me. Tell them not to forget me. Like I have wisdom to pass down to them, but I can't give you my wisdom. If you do not connect with me, if you do not meet me, I can't give it to you. Okay. So in an ancestral healing, you connect with these ancestors face to face, like Lane shared. You meet them face to face, you connect with them, and they're personally sending you activations and downloads. There's somebody here that has like shoulder pain. I think you had shoulder pain. You have some kind of burning on the shoulders, or this could be connected to an ancestor. Something about their shoulders. They had bad shoulders, or they had a lot of pain in their shoulders. There's something going on with their shoulders and like the back of your shoulder has some pain. Okay. So, literally your ancestors are trying to get a hold of you. They're trying to get a hold of you. Somebody's saying their shoulders have been bothering them lately. Somebody said they're scared of the violence that happened in their lineage. Your lineage literally is full of like stories of joy and love. There was grandfathers, great, 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 great grandfathers that loved their daughters. They loved their daughters. They respected their daughters. They seen their daughters with honor. And then you grew up in a lineage where the fathers didn't. They didn't see their daughters with a lot of love. They seen them with like, they just pushed them away because they just weren't connected to the female, to their daughter. So now that cycle has continued and continued of feeling like a burden. So there's like a, there's at least a female here that she feels like a burden. You feel like, if I would have been a man, my dad would have loved me. If I would have been a man, I would have made something for myself. But your ancestors are saying that in your lineage, there was a great, 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 great grandfather that adored his daughters and his granddaughters. And so this is still in the blood, and this is still in the lineage, and it's still possible. And you're meant to be who you're meant to be in this lifetime for the purposes that you have in this life, in this lifetime. So this is majorly huge. Oh my gosh. Let me just sit with all that. Cause that was just, that was so much. Let me get some water. But I had to share all that before I, before these ancestors went quiet. Somebody says they were adopted, but they know some of their history. Somebody said, my recent father in this life, birth and adopted were both horrible to me. I'm so sorry about that. But yeah, so many ancestors coming through. Oh my gosh. Thank you all so much. So if I'm going to put two links in down below. So if you want to hear more about an ancestral healing with me, check out this link. And then anybody who, if you received a message from your ancestors, or if you just received like inspiration, peace, love, I always, you know, put my donation link there. If you want to send a love donation just to say thank you, you're able to do that. It's not required, but I just always have that there as well. So other than that, I just want to say thank you all for joining. This was just a mini taste. Again, with if you do a full personal session with me, of course it goes really in depth. And then not only that, and it's not just like messages, like you don't really just like get messages like this, like your, it's not even me, like your ancestors come face to face and speak to you and activate your body, bring healing to your body. There's just so much, I can't even put it into words. But yeah, do you have anything else to share, Lane, before we end it?
I just want to back everything Mandy's saying is true. Yeah, to do an in-depth one. This is a teaser. Trust me. Yeah, this is a teaser. So it gets very in-depth, and pretty sure you're going to have some wow moments. Yeah, yeah, everyone does in their, I mean, mine was a big wow, but everybody gets their wow moments. But it does, it gets, you're going to meet a side of you that you didn't know existed, your lineage, your ancestry. It goes very in depth, and I highly recommend it.
Thank you so much again, Lane. Thank you all for being here and all the comments. Just know that I've seen them. I see them. Yes, please. You could go ahead and go and click on the short audio. It's like 10 minutes. I share with you a little bit of what can happen with you in your own experience as you, an ancestral healing. I will also put in my link as well to book a session with me. You're going to be able to do that as well. I only have like 2 or 3 days where you're able to book a session with me. And at the end of April, I'm going to be extremely busy. So it might even go down to like 1 day a week that I'm going to be able to do ancestral healing. So, but you can book far out in advance. Like if you go to my booking link, you can book a session for like next month, in 2 months. Like it doesn't have to be tomorrow. Okay. So thank you all so much. And everybody who's watching the replay, thank you so much. And again, I am Mandy, Ancestral Connector. You can find me at divinemandyoracle.com. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook at divinemandy.com. You can find my YouTube channel at Mandy Speaks Up. I'm also on TikTok, Mandy Speaks Up. So all of that good stuff. Thank you all so much again. And before I end it, I do have an interview coming up on April the 10th. So I would love anybody to go listen to that interview. I'm being interviewed about my ancestral healings. So it's going to be on YouTube and Apple and Spotify podcasts. So I'll be adding that link below as soon as it's out and released on April 10th. So until next time, I hope to connect with you guys personally, one-on-one. Thank you all so much. Bye.